broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, October the 14th, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour. And I got to tell you, I enjoyed the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker this morning. And Governor Ted Strickland on in hour number one. What an interesting conversation that was with the governor. If you have any questions about anything, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. I am in the studio today, 740-383-9944. Now, I got to tell you, this is a little early because it is, what, October the 14th, but the fruitcake toss conversation has already started. People are starting to talk about it. Now, based upon that, everybody remembers what the fruitcake toss is, right? This will be the third annual. I think we did the first one in 2018. We didn't do it in 2019, I think because we were moving offices. We didn't do it in 2020 because of the pandemic, but we returned last year with the fruitcake toss. So this will be the third annual fruitcake toss. Now, I'm going to have to come to you with some questions here, because I know one of the first things people are worried about is when is the fruitcake toss going to be? Because last year we had it on a Tuesday night, and that was not good. We don't want to do it on a Monday, and we don't want to do it on a Friday, so it looks like it's going to be on a Thursday. So I'm looking at the dates here right now, and the second Thursday in December is Thursday, December, what would it be here, the 8th. Now, to give people time who get off work at 5 and 6 o'clock, I think we started at 7 last year. I'm almost positive. We're going to broadcast it over the air, and we'll probably do a video this year. So we'll probably start at 7:15, the 7:15 hour, on Thursday, December the 8th. Now, how this has worked is people call in and nominate somebody to toss a fruitcake. But here's the deal. You have to contact that person and make sure they're going to show up. Because if we don't have 30 people in this fruitcake toss, we're not going to do it. You have to have a good amount of people. And last year we did have 30 people and it went very well. Now, so far, the reason I'm bringing this up is Buckeye Guy was put into the fruitcake toss. You know, super fan Buckeye Guy was put into the fruitcake toss. And I'm going to say that Sean Kraft put him into the fruitcake toss. But regardless, that's how it happens. So Buckeye Guy will be here tossing a fruitcake on Thursday, December the 8th. Now, Pastor Whitaker this morning was put into the fruitcake toss. So Pastor Whitaker is now in the fruitcake toss. So we have two people who've already been nominated who will be showing up on Thursday, December the 8th at 7:15 to toss the fruitcake. Now remember the rules of this. They're very simple. You walk up to a line. You cannot run. It is a Claxton fruitcake, and it has to be tossed underhand. Now, we were going to start the nominations for this, I believe, November the 1st. So it looks like we're starting about 15, 16 days earlier than that. So here's the deal. If you want to nominate somebody in the fruitcake toss, you call me, tell me who you want to put in the fruitcake toss. But you do need to call them and let them know that they are in the fruitcake toss. And if you call them now, it'll give them quite a bit of notice. So that's how that all goes. And the winner will be getting something this year. I don't know if it'll be a pizza. I'm sure they'll get a fruitcake. It'll be something, you know, some kind of prize. And we'll have some food here that day. And it'll be fun like it was last year. But I'll tell you one thing we are looking for. And I was just talking to Pastor Whitaker about this. is a choir. It would be nice to have some Christmas music out there during the fruitcake toss, because we do that outside. So if anybody knows of a choir that would like to participate in this, give me a call and let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, if you're listening now, I guess the doors are open if you want to put somebody in the fruitcake toss. But I understand it's a little early for that. We are less than 2 months away when you think about it. It's the 14th of October, and this is on December the 8th. So that's how it goes. And I guess if you know of a choir or you want to put somebody in, give me a buzz. Now, last year we had great participation as far as somebody put Mary Ellen Withrow in. Now, she couldn't make it because she had a death in her family, but maybe somebody wants to put Mary Ellen in again. The sheriff could not make it last year because of something going on. The mayor could not make it. But maybe if you get to them earlier and tell them you put them in the fruitcake toss, they would be willing to do it. Mayor Kellogg was in it last year. And I think he even remarked that night that if he had known earlier, he would have gotten some practice in. So it's your time to nominate people for the 2022 fruitcake toss, which right now, tentatively, will take place on December the 8th, which is a Thursday, at 7:15 p.m. Now, we are looking for a choir, and if you want to put somebody in, give us a buzz. Or if you have any questions about it, or you think we should do this in a different way, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm trying to think of some of the entrants that we had last time. I know we had Ted Williams, I think, was put in it last time. Sheriff Bales. Our record holder works over at Donato's Pizza, so we'll have to get in touch with him to see if he wants to be in it again, if somebody nominates him. Ralph Thacker was in it. He was our first fruitcake toss champion. Big Mike McGinnis, 600 Pound Life, he was in it last year. Santa Claus was in it last year. Linda Sims was in it last year. Glenn Coble, I was in it. Terry Tackett was in it. A lot of people were in the fruitcake toss. So, if you want to nominate somebody, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I can only tell you this, it is a lot of fun. And we had all kinds of people competing last year. We had kids. We had senior citizens, we had big guys, small guys, and I'll tell you what, it didn't matter in the end, because the person who won the fruitcake toss was a kid who probably weighed 130 pounds soaking wet from Donato's Pizza. So it really is technique, how you underhand throw that fruitcake. So there you go. The fruitcake toss is open for 2022. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Okay. Now, the only other thing going today at this point, now maybe we'll have our competition today. Because coming up at 12:15, I think Linda Sims will be here today. All this stuff is tentative. And possibly Abby will be in. Now, I've been saying her nose is out of joint for 2 weeks now because of the competition that happened 2 weeks ago in which she did 17 push-ups, but she was supposed to do 20. She didn't show up last week, but she did come back and say she was out of town last week. Now, I don't know if lightning strikes twice, so we'll see if she really does show up this week. But as I said, if she does show up, we're going to put this thing to bed. What's going to happen is I'll give her, you know, 2 or 3 minutes off the top of the show where I won't speak. I'll say, let me know why your nose is out of joint. And then we will actually have a competition. It won't be push-ups. It'll be where people can be at the microphones. Linda will be here, I believe, as a witness to this whole thing. And that's how we'll do it. So that may happen at 12:15 today. If her nose is back in joint, I imagine that probably will happen. And we'll do a competition, her and I, loser buys the winner lunch, and all will be well, and won't everything be hunky-dory, as they say. You know, we're getting a call here, and it says potential spam. So let's see if this is spam. Go ahead, caller. Are you?
Hi, this is Marshall from Merchant Service Center. How are you doing today?
Okay, well, Merchant Services. I'm guessing that was spam. But if you'd like to give us a call, we are here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything to say. But so that's the deal with the competition. We'll see how that goes later on this afternoon at 12:15. Okay. So we've talked about the fruitcake toss, which we believe will be Thursday, December the 8th at 7:15. We've talked about the competition possibly today at 12:15. And let me tell you, if it does come down and she does come in, I'm not going to take it easy on her. It's going to be a straight-out competition. Nobody's going to throw it because her nose has been out of joint. So we'll see how that all turns out as time goes on. Okay. Well, we could do some... I don't know here. What do we have? Well, we have some trivia here. And I'm trying to think. Well, let's try a few of these. Some of these have been very hard, and we have had trouble getting the answers. Now, these questions are slogans for businesses. Slogans for businesses is what this is all about. So here are the slogans that we're trying to get the business name for. Shave time, shave money. What business uses the slogan, shave time, shave money? All for freedom, freedom for all. What company's slogan is all for freedom, freedom for all? What company's slogan is live in your world, play in ours? And then we have one, belong anywhere. And then we have one, I want my blank. Now, I can't say what blank is because it's the name of the company. I want my blank. So those are the companies. What companies are those? Those are the slogans. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Again, we've got shave time, shave money. We've had that one for quite a while. All for freedom, freedom for all. Live in your world, play in ours. Belong anywhere. And I want my blank. I want my blank. So what are those companies? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. See, I about gave you the wrong number again. 740-383-9944. You know, we got Judy Smith back in our listenership yesterday by using her Roku television. Hopefully Judy's still out there today listening on the Roku. Maybe she got her Alexa hooked up as well. I think she said she had two Alexas that she had never hooked up and was possibly going to try to see if those worked. Trish was going to see if she could get us on her television. I believe she was listening on her laptop. And she was going to see if she could get us on her smart television. Maybe if Trish is out there, she can give us an update on that. We haven't heard from Ryan this week. I don't know where Ryan's been. Maybe he's been on vacation. Haven't heard from Ryan this week. Who else is out there in the listening audience that we have not heard from this week as we take roll call? We tried to call Lee, but we were not able to get a hold of him. Maybe we'll try that again later on this hour. John and Carolyn Heimlich, who listen out there. I believe they listen on their computer. I imagine they're out there listening. But a lot of good people who listen to the program. Mary, of course, who listens through her Alexa, I believe, and also listens in the car through the USB port on her radio, which is always a nice thing. But if you're out there and have a guess, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. These are tough slogans. I'll give it to you. Shave time, shave money. I'm not even sure what kind of clue to give you on that one. It's kind of difficult. Shave time, shave money. All for freedom, freedom for all. All for freedom, freedom for all. Now, that is a popular company. That's a company that you hear an awful lot about. All for freedom, freedom for all. Live in your world, play in ours. Now, that's a company that probably is geared more toward kids and probably young guys. Kids and young guys are probably more gauged toward that one. Live in your world, play in ours. Belong anywhere, to be honest with you, I have no idea how to even give a clue on that one. That's kind of a difficult one as well. But if anybody has a guess, give us a buzz. Just heard from Mary on Facebook. Glad Mary's out there listening this morning. And then we have I Want My Blank. Now, the hint on this one, it's a television network. Now, does anybody know what that television network would be? I Want My Blank. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, I got an email this morning from Bob Welch, who listens in Columbus. Now, Bob, you had some questions. I didn't get a chance to read them until after Governor Strickland was off the air, but had some interesting points to point out about Governor Strickland. If you're out there listening, give us a buzz. We'd be interested to hear those. We like to hear all sides of the fence. 740-383-9944. So, Bob Welch, if you're out there listening in the Columbus, Ohio area, give us a buzz and tell us what you thought of Governor Strickland this morning. Like I say, I did get your email, but I didn't get a chance to look at it until after he was off the air, or I would have went into that with him, but that's one of those things. You know, I don't know. I don't know about these polls. Do you think the polls are accurate? That becomes the question. Are the polls accurate? Well, again, phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. All right, I'm getting a call here. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
I want my MTV.
Absolutely. I want my MTV. Do they still use... Is there even still an MTV? I don't even know.
I think there is.
I have not...
I believe there is.
I have not heard that for the longest time. Hey, thanks, Mary.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary gets I Want My MTV. That absolutely is the slogan there. I Want My MTV. 32 minutes past the hour, so we'll add another one. Now, this is a big company. People should get this one. Open Happiness. Open Happiness. What company is that? So now we've got Open Happiness, Belong Anywhere, Live in Your World, Play in Ours, All for Freedom, Freedom for All, and Shave Time, Shave Money. What companies use those slogans? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or do you have an opinion on Governor Strickland earlier on this morning? Or do you have anything to say in regard to the fruitcake toss, which will be coming up, I believe, on December the 8th is what we're going to go for with that. Out tossing fruitcakes again. Holy mackerel. I don't know what the cutoff date's going to be. Maybe 2 days before the event, we might do a cutoff date for the fruitcake toss. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any answers or any critiques or questions you would like to give us, give us a buzz here. As I was saying, I know I have Lee's phone number somewhere here. I gotta be a better housekeeper when it comes to some of these things. What did I do with his phone number? There it is. Maybe we'll get in touch with him today. Let's give it a shot. People always want to know how Lee's doing, and maybe calling a little later this morning will allow this to happen. Well, it's ringing. That's a good sign.
Hello?
Hey, Lee, it's Scott. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How about you?
Doing good. Just everybody always wants to know how you are. How you doing?
Oh, so-so.
So-so? Did you just get out of bed this morning?
I woke up about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Well, I'm not feeling too bad. Yesterday, I woke up and 10 o'clock come around, I was still pretty loopy, pretty out of it.
Now, you said you had started to take a sleeping pill?
Well, I've been taking sleeping pills for a while.
You know, I've never taken a sleeping pill. Does that work?
Yeah, but sometimes it takes so long for them to work. Sometimes you'll take... Well, they didn't work, so you go ahead and take more. And well, they don't seem to be working, I'll take more. And then sometimes you take too many of them.
Yeah, I guess they would...
Pretty sleepy.
Yeah, I hear they're pretty powerful things. I've never had one of those, but boy, I know insomnia can be a problem with a lot of people.
Well, I sleep more than my fair share, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just would rather, you know, sleep rather than deal with pain and hurting and...
Well, that's understandable. I think, it's not bad to sleep either. I think your heart beats less when you're asleep.
Well, that's good. My heart should last for a while.
Yeah. So, we're going to do the fruitcake toss this year on December the 8th. Hopefully we get the entries that we had last year.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That was a fun event last year. We had a lot of fun with that and got a lot of people involved, and it was a nice community event.
Yeah. Maybe have them do a little bit better this time.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know. I think it would take a lot of practice at this point.
If I was him, I just wouldn't even do it.
You know, we had Governor Strickland on this morning. I believe he's one of your favorites.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we've had a good week this week. We had Jim Tressel on Monday. We had Kurt Gingrich on Tuesday, talking about the new cancer center at the hospital. And then this morning we had Governor Strickland on.
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, you'll have to get one of the free smartphones or Alexas or something so you can be back with us. Judy Summers got back with us with her Roku television. So she's back with us every morning. So it's nice to get, you know, everybody switched over before the holidays, because we have a lot of fun during elections and holidays.
Yeah, well, sometimes they get them out up there at the employment office, I have to call them.
You'll have to call them, because I know as long as it's a smartphone, the TuneIn app is free. So all you'd have to do is download the TuneIn app, and...
But you only get so many... So many minutes on your...
Well, I don't know if that's considered a minute, using an app. I don't know how that would work.
I don't know. You only get so much time on internet time, I know.
Oh, well, that could, because it's definitely using the internet, but I don't know what the roundabout of that would be. We were talking with Governor Strickland this morning about the elections, and right now Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance look like they're pretty well in a dead heat for the Senate race.
Oh, I hope Tim Ryan wins that.
I think he's only up at this point by 0.2%.
Did you see where there's a subpoena of President Trump?
Yeah, they're going to subpoena him, but it's my understanding that he could fight that, and if the Republicans win back the Senate in November, that they'll probably do away with this committee in January.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know that that'll ever amount.
Just go there and take the fist.
Yeah, he could do that as well. So yeah. I don't know that that'll amount to it. I don't know why, I don't know if that was just for show yesterday or what it was.
Well, I don't know how that man's still walking the streets, hasn't paid for anything he's done. That's why his business dealings, he's used to living his life, you know, in the legal system. You know, everybody he deals with you know, contractors and everybody, you know, through that man. And nothing ever happens to him.
Well, I think him becoming president probably helped him a great deal.
Financial-wise?
Well, I just think that people don't really want to indict a sitting president. I think that's a big worry.
Well, he's not sitting.
Right now, right, right. But I think that was the big worry for a long time.
Right, yeah.
So I think that's probably what kept him out of trouble to a certain degree. But now, I think they don't want... I mean, a former president has never been indicted. Now, there's no law that says you can't do it. But I think there is kind of a feeling of, do we want to do this?
Well, I think it's the right thing to do, but...
Well, what do you...
I don't know why, you know, after these, you know, hearings and... You know, what all they've shown and what all you know about this, about it, why there isn't more people up in an uproar about somebody trying to stay in power, you know, telling a big lie. Who's going to be president after him? It's Donald Trump Jr.?
I don't know. Do you think
he... instead of having elections, is he going to start... appointing presidents after him or what?
Well, that's it. What do you think will happen? Do you think Donald Trump Jr. will run? Do you think Donald Trump himself will run again?
I would say he's not going to run again. But he lost by, what, 3 million votes first time, 7 million votes the second time. You know, I don't think he wants to run again. Because I'm sure he's going to lose by more than 7 million this time. I think there's enough people, you know, on the Republican side that, you know, is not going to vote for him. His core, you know, people, you know, believe in, discrimination and everything else, you know. Now they'll stick with him, you know, wholeheartedly. But I think there's enough people that he knows he ain't gonna win.
Well, what do you think of this governor's race, Nan Whaley and Governor DeWine? Governor DeWine getting 52% of the vote right now. Nan Whaley, I think, at 36%.
Oh, well, don't surprise me. You know, we're such a red state anymore.
Yeah, but she's not even getting 40% of the vote. I mean, I'm not really sure what's going on there with that.
And they're not going to debate.
No, Governor DeWine has said he will not debate her.
Yep.
I don't know how that's going to shake out.
Well, I hope she does good.
Well, why do you think she can't break 40%?
Being a woman.
You think that's what it has? Why are people tougher on the women?
I don't know. I just like, you know, Charlie and Hillary Clinton's hair. You know, look at old Bernie's hair. Did many people say much about the way Bernie's hair was?
So you think it's just one of those things that, unfortunately, we are stuck with?
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of people... Do you think Nan Whaley is too liberal? Is that... Does that play any part into it?
Well, she's a Democrat. That you know... That's a big thing right there. You know, if a Republican woman ran... You know, there's more likely she would win than a Republican Democrat, or than a Democrat woman. You know, because through our history, you know, most of the governors I can remember are Republican.
Right, but you know, Tim Ryan is doing well. He's ahead in the polls with J.D. Vance, and Governor Strickland was a Democrat, so it can happen.
It can happen. Yeah, it has happened, but it's tough. I mean, there's a lot of people upset with DeWine, so you know, maybe it could happen this year.
Well, I think a lot of people thought that the Democrats really had a shot this year with DeWine being so unpopular, but doesn't look like it's going to happen if the polls don't change at some point.
I think if we had a man running on the Democratic side, you know, it might be a little bit more chance of getting the Democrat in.
Well, see, and that...
But I think Nan would be a good person, but... There's just so many people who won't vote that. And a lot of people are women. I don't know how many women, when Hillary Clinton was running, you know, that wasn't for her, you know. Didn't like her, you know. And basically they don't really know much about her. You know, they're just voiced an opinion of her, that you know, you ask them much about Hillary and they don't know nothing, you know. And they just sense her attitude and just don't like it or something. But I've seen her here lately on some talk shows, and you see a really different side of her. She's not running for president, she's not campaigning, and her and her daughter's been on some talk shows, and you know, it's funny. She really comes across as a regular person. I remember she was on one of the talk shows, and her and Bill left the Kremlin in Russia, and they forgot, left Chelsea behind. They got in the limousine and left, and they had to go back and get Chelsea. You know, with everything going on, they forgot her.
So you think maybe if she'd have been more like this when she was running, she'd have done better?
Yeah, a little bit more open and loose. And
well, that could be. I mean, I think a lot of people probably feel that way about her. I don't know why that was such a task for her.
Well, when you run for president, you know, you want to show your stronger side, you know. But, you know, she, on those talk shows, she really comes across as a, you know, normal human being.
Well, I would say that's true. I think she's probably a normal human being, but boy, it's been a tough road for her, and apparently a tough road for Nan Whaley.
Yeah, I don't think Hillary would ever run again.
No, I don't think you'll ever see Hillary run again, and I don't know what will happen with Nan Whaley if things don't turn out her way. And what does this mean for our mayor? How are things going to turn out for him when the top of the ticket in Ohio is only polling 36%?
You don't know what the mayor's polling?
I don't think they have done any polls in that race. If they have, I haven't seen them.
I haven't seen no advertisement on TV.
No, and I think that's also a big problem is, you know, here we are, it's the 14th, and I believe the election is on is it the 8th this year? Let me take a look here.
8th, yeah.
Yeah, the 8th. So, you know, they got 8 days next month, and they've got 15, 16, 17 days this month, so 25 days.
What I haven't seen is the opponent on TV either.
Well, right, but I, you know, his opponent is a Republican and an incumbent, so that kind of, I think, works in his favor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know how many people, I really don't know how many people outside of Marion know him. And that's, I'm interested, I cannot wait for election coverage here that night, because I'm interested to see if Marion County will vote for him statewide. Because that's going to tell a major tale about Republicans and Democrats in this state. And I'm not saying just because you're in Marion, you have to vote for Mayor Schertzer. But if our own mayor can't win this county, then it's going to be a tough road for him to win that office.
I think he should win. He's been mayor, and you know, for several terms now, as one. I think Mayor Schertzer, you know, is an excellent politician. I mean, you know, as mayor, he's done a great job, and you know, when you have him on, you know, he tells you, you know, things, and he isn't trying to avoid, you know, like Robert Landon, you know. If he'd been mayor, he wouldn't have wanted to talk to you.
Well, he might run for mayor. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Next year, we'll have a mayoral election.
I'll have to get a group of people together and pick it out front of his house if he does.
Yeah. It'll be something. Well, hey, if you think of anybody you want to put in the fruitcake toss, give us a buzz back.
Okay.
Thanks, Lee. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, always a pleasure to talk with Lee. There he is. Now, does anybody have anything to follow up with there? We've got about 9 minutes left before the top of the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I know a lot of people were interested to know that we checked in with Lee, and there we did. Now, if you're just tuning in, we had talked earlier about wanting, I think, we're tentatively going to do the fruitcake toss on Thursday, December the 8th at 7:15, the third annual fruitcake toss. Buckeye Guy is already in this, and Pastor Whitaker is already in this, and we're looking for a choir to perform that night. Now, it could be a church choir, it could be a school choir, it could be just a choir that gets together and does Christmas songs. If you know of any choirs that are free for an hour that night, 7 to 8 o'clock on Thursday, December the 8th, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let us know. We would love to hear from you. Also, any thoughts on the political scene here as we talked to Governor Strickland earlier this morning? Polls do not look very good for Nan Whaley at this particular point, but that's the way that particular cookie crumbles at this point. 36% she's polling with 25 days to go till the election. And Governor DeWine polling up at 52%. That's a little rough. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to what Lee had to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Or do you know the company slogans? The slogans are shave time, shave money. All for freedom, freedom for all. Live in your world, play in ours. Belong anywhere. And open happiness. What companies are those slogans for? 740-383-9944. We've only got one today. It would be good to get the others. 740-383-9944. Like I said, now the only clues I can give in this are all for freedom, freedom for all. Now that's a very popular company. I'll tell you, that's a very popular company that has to do with, if I say exactly what it is, you'll get it right off the bat. So I'm going to say it has to do with something that's on the road. Let's put it that way. Something that's on the road. All for freedom, freedom for all is a company that has to do with something that's on the road. and living your world, playing ours, that has to do with something that a lot of kids would be interested in and young male adults. Belong anywhere, that's a tough one. I honestly, that's going to be a tough company to get. I mean, I've heard of them, but it's a tough company. Shave time, shave money, same thing. I've heard of that company, but it's going to be a tough company to get. And Open Happiness. Now, Open Happiness is one of the most famous companies in the world. And I'll tell you this. It has to do... It may be one of the biggest companies in the world. Now, think of the biggest companies in the world. Open Happiness. And think about that slogan, open. What type of things do you open? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What companies have those slogans? 55 minutes past the hour. Do think we're going to be joined by Linda Sims coming up here at 11:15, and she'll be here through 1 o'clock this afternoon. And possibly, hopefully, Abby at 12:15, and we'll get this competition all worked out, put her nose back in joint, and see how that all shakes out. Now, the word is that possibly, what will happen, she'll get 3 minutes to say her piece on the whole push-up thing from 2 weeks ago. We'll get that out of the way, that'll be done, and then her and I will have a flat-out competition, and the loser will buy the winner lunch. And that'll be that. So that's how that will all shake out. All right, does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. Did anybody ever get any information on that, the old Popeyes and White Castle building that they're painting over there? What in the world's going in there? You know, I drove by Del Taco this morning and the lights were on. No business going on in there. Nobody in the building, but the lights were on. Doesn't seem to be a whole lot of enthusiasm about the Del Taco for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe it's because it took so long to open. Maybe that put a bad taste in people's mouth. I really don't know what caused the issue with the Del Taco. But we'll see as time goes on, I guess, as they say. 57 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Well, I don't think anybody is going to get these slogans. It's not looking good. Open Happiness, Belong Anywhere, Shave Time, Shave Money, All for Freedom, Freedom for All, and Live in Your World, Play in Ours. Does anybody know what companies use those slogans? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we can certainly discuss it. Maybe we'll have to call up Opal Covey. Maybe she knows the answers to some of these questions. She's always good for a good time, isn't she? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead and give us a buzz, and we can certainly discuss anything on your mind. All right. Well, I wonder how the buses are running this morning. Hopefully well. You know, Pastor Whitaker brought me a blueberry muffin. I think these come from the Remnant. But boy, they've got the best little cases here. For muffins. You remember when muffins just used to be wide open? You'd put them in a bag or something like that? These come in little plastic cases to keep them fresh. Whoever invented these muffin cases, I bet they made $1 million. Maybe $10 million. Little plastic things to put the muffins in to keep them nice and fresh and away from debris that might be out there. Ah, beautiful thing. You're listening to WGH Talk. here on well, there are two ways to listen right now, primarily. WWGH1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and searching WWGH. That can be your smart television, that can be your Alexa, that can be your Google Dot, that can be your smartphone, that can be your tablet, that can be basically anything with an internet connection. That's all you gotta do. Download it and listen. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Hopefully Linda Sims coming up here in about 15 minutes. We're going to step out here and then step back in with you in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare flip that dial. Be back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today.